The pandemic has idled many immigrants who normally make a living by pushing pretzels or hawking halal sandwiches on the street. At the same time, more people are dealing with hunger. One program found a way to tackle both problems at once. But as WNYC's Matt Katz reports, it's ending this week.
Elena Wang and her parents and brother are accustomed to working 7 days a week, as much as 14 hours a day, operating both a food truck and a pushcart on West 4th Street near NYU. The truck is geared toward Chinese students.
We sell the traditional Chinese food, like the noodles with the soup. Some dishes come with the white rice.
Since the pandemic, many NYU classes moved online. Students vanished.
Everything stopped. Yeah, of course, it's very hard. So my father, every day is a headache.
It's been a stressful time for the Wangs and so many other immigrant families who have taken a step toward the American dream by selling street food. But for the past month, some got a temporary lifeline. With funding from the Stavros Niarchos Foundation, the Urban Justice Center's Street Vendor Project paid about 30 vendors, including the Wangs, to get back in their trucks to cook free meals for New Yorkers who are food insecure.
You know, the reality is like throughout the past 6, 7, 8 months, folks in our community in Sunset Park have been truly struggling.
Steve May is the director of the Chinese American Planning Council's Brooklyn Community Center in Sunset Park. His facility and others in the Bronx distribute the street vendors' food to people who need it.
Thank you, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
This project is able to, one, support small businesses, and two, be able to provide like hot, nutritious meals and culturally appropriate meals to a lot of the immigrant communities.
Have a good day.
Culturally appropriate meals like halal options prepared by Egyptians and Bangladeshis. The Wangs have been making a lot of General Tso's chicken with broccoli and white rice, hundreds of servings a day.
One day for us, I think the 400 is no problem because we sell the fast food on the street and we are working very quickly.
But it's about to slow down, with the funding for the Street Vendor Project ending this week. So Wang is hoping NYU students, her customers, return to campus soon. Matt Katz, WNYC News.